coming up at the top of the next hour, we are going to talk to the guy who has actually done this. He led this initiative. They reduced scores of regulations and saved billions of dollars. Or pounds, right, in their case. So we'll talk to them about what they did. It's a fascinating report, and we'll hear about it coming up in just about an hour. We're going to start off this hour talking about, so if you're Fed, maybe you're a member of the military, the so-called payday loans. You heard of them? They're good news for some of you in a new GAO report. Agencies review federal worker personal finance health in a number of different ways. And particularly, this all has to do with the important issue, can somebody get a security clearance? Well, the GAO has just looked at the impact there. Alicia Crackley, she is the director of GAO's Financial Markets and Community Investment Team, and she joins us now. Alicia, thanks so much for being here.
Oh, you're welcome.
So tell us about these loans, and particularly make the connection here between these payday loans and insecurity clearances.
The connection is GAO was asked to look at how the federal law enforcement agencies consider payday loans when they're doing their security clearances, either for people who are applying for positions in law enforcement or people who are already employed and need to have their security clearance updated or increased.
And the reason you would look at these is it's an indication of financial health and
exactly,
and whether somebody is in trouble at all.
Exactly. And the question was whether or not the federal agencies know whether their employees have taken out payday loans and whether that it's a cause for concern. When we talked to the personnel in the components of DHS and also in the FBI that we chose to focus on, we learned that they have a lot of different methods for understanding the financial health of their employees, for investigating that payday loans specifically are not a focus of their attention. It's not a red flag in and of itself, because a payday loan is not illegal. It's a perfectly legitimate activity to take out a payday loan. To the degree that it implies someone is in financial distress is a cause of concern, and they might use that as a reason for looking further into it if they
right.
thought it was a pattern,
not one
instance of taking out a payday loan.
So let me, I guess, take a step back, and is there a link here between even a payday loan, whether one has payday loans, and one being vulnerable? What's the connection here between being financially distressed and questions about security clearances? Is it just as basic that if you have financial problems, you might be able to be bribed by a bad guy, essentially?
That's basically the bottom line concern, and that's why all of the agencies do look into the financial distress, whether their employees are under financial distress. It's just one of the pieces of information that they look for.
And so these payday loans are just one part of an overall look at financial health of employees, particularly employees with security clearances.
That's right.
Yeah. And I mean, until I read your report, I didn't even realize that they looked at these things. Do most feds know that this is something that gets examined, that their financial, I guess, financial records are being examined?
I think most federal employees understand that because, depending on certainly when they're filling out the paperwork for security clearances, there are questions about their financial questions.
Right.
And then there are certain, federal employees who have to submit a financial disclosure every year. And the same, that it doesn't have information about payday loans specifically. It's
everything.
It's a different level of detail. But yes, I think a lot of federal employees, and certainly the law enforcement employees who have to get security clearances, understand that financial information is a piece of what's investigated. But the payday loan specifically isn't something that they ask about because they're looking at they have a whole set of methods for looking at financial distress. It's not they're not focusing on the payday loan.
Yeah. One of the issues that I thought that came up was, is there a link between payday loans and somebody having being in financial stress and somebody potentially being a security risk, and particularly in light of it seems like the good guy, if you're a good guy and you don't really, you make your stuff available, it's the bad people who are a security risk who might try and hide that stuff.
That's certainly true, that somebody who was in a lot of financial distress might, in fact, want to keep that from their employer, but it isn't necessarily the case that just having a payday loan alone would be something that you would have to hide. There would be more. It's more again back to the issue of a pattern of,
right,
of behavior.
And that's one of the things that I really, when I was reading your report last night, this isn't the only thing they look at. In fact, for this, they have multiple ways of looking. It is you guys call it a multi-layer approach to, yes, identify employees who are having problems.
That's right. That's right. And what we learned from the various components of DHS and then from the FBI was they all have a multi-layered system of looking at this issue of financial distress.
And is one way more effective than another way, or all of them work pretty well as long as you don't rely on any single way?
Well, we didn't look in at the effectiveness of one way versus another. What we were really looking at was the degree to which they felt that they were complete enough in their investigation, and that was the bottom line for the agencies, was that they felt that they had a very complete system because it was multi-layered and it didn't rely on just one piece.
And specifically for these payday loans, these are expensive. If you're thinking financially, and I know that wasn't the part of the report, but these are expensive ways to go about getting a loan.
Yes, that's absolutely right, and that's one of the things that is the other side of the report that we produced, was to look at alternatives to payday loans because they are not a very good option for people in the long term.
Yeah, in fact, some of the details, I haven't, knock on wood, I haven't been in the position where I had to do that, but my goodness, the fees were I was like, wow, really? Somebody pays those kinds of fees for the, it just doesn't make financial sense at all.
It doesn't make financial sense in the long run. It probably is a short-term solution.
Yeah.
It makes sense in the short term, but what people don't think about is where it could lead them in terms of a snowball effect, getting them to the point where they can't pay back one loan, and so they take out a second, and all of a sudden they're really deeply in debt.
And you kind of discussed it a little bit, but it almost makes sense for agencies to have some way, for these particularly law enforcement organizations, to have some way of finding, giving them other information so they're not stuck using this kind of method. There are other ways to get at the money, to get that money easily, that aren't as costly, and it's almost well within the agency's, it helps the agency accomplish its mission if you let folks know about that.
Absolutely, and the agencies did talk about the fact that their employee assistance programs do help work with people who are in financial distress and give them the kind of information that they need in order to work their way out.
What do you hope folks take away from this report, particularly in the law enforcement organizations, those who are doing security clearance to kind of work?
Well, I think the things that we want people to understand are that that payday loans in and of themselves are not the issue, but that the agencies do pay great attention to their employees and whether or not they're in financial distress. And there are programs that can help employees who need that help. There are also other institutions, depository institutions, banks, and credit unions that are starting to get into the idea of providing alternatives to payday loans, small dollar loans, short-term credit, and those are things that people should be looking at because they're much more helpful.
And my thoughts as I was reading through the report was this isn't something that one would typically think of as an employer issue, but in the security clearance, almost that those lines become much more gray.
It certainly is something that the law enforcement agencies do pay attention to. You're right, it may not be something that employees think about their employer being a source for them, but it's an issue that the agencies care about and pay great attention to.
Alicia Crackley, she is a director of GAO's Financial Markets and Community Investment Team. She is the lead author on the report, Payday Lending: Federal Law Enforcement Uses a Multi-Layered Approach to Identify Employees in Financial Distress. We have a link to that report and to this conversation. It's on our website, federalnewsradio.com/DoraBeckInsider, or just go to DoraBeckInsider.com. Did you survive the snow this week?
I did. It was only a two-hour commute home.
You are one of the lucky ones. We got home fairly quickly. Everyone else out there, well, thank you very much for doing this. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. It is 21 past the hour.